Hello, welcome back to the Kids for Life podcast. Today we're going to be looking at Celia Cruz, singer. Once in the poor quarter of Havana, Cuba, a young girl used to sing her brothers and sisters to sleep. "What an incredible voice," said the neighbors. "She sang like an angel." When Celia was older, her cousin entered her in the singing competition on a local radio station. She came first and won cake as a prize. Celia loved to sing Santeria songs in the Yoruba language of West Africa. Her father disapproved of her singing and wanted her to become a teacher. But music, and especially the bewitching of rhythms of salsa, ran through Celia's veins. She joined the National Conservatory of Music and started to make recordings. One day, a popular salsa brand called La Sonora Macanacara needed a new singer. This was Celia's big break, and she leapt at the chance. Soon after, a revolution broke out in Cuba, and still-budding musicians fled to the United States. Celia was one of them. Still, she never forgot where she came from. One day, when she was at a cafe in Miami, the waiter asked her if she took her coffee without sugar. "Are you crazy?" she laughed. "I'm Cuban. We always have azúcar." From then on, whenever she was on stage, she would cry out, "Azúcar! Sugar!" The crowd would go wild. Her flamboyant personality, her amazing voice, and her infectious rhythms, Celia helped to make salsa wildly popular in America. She recorded more than 70 albums, won several Grammy Awards, and was undisputed queen of salsa for 40 years. In her own words, she said, "Oh, no need to cry. Life is a carnival." Celia Cruz. Now I'm going to play one of Celia Cruz's songs. Pause it there. So, I hope you like Celia Cruz's song. Well, thank you for listening. And remember to catch up on our next episode soon.